Important question on a Wednesday. Who is that girl? And this time we have the fashion extraordinaire, Kwenzekile Nkomo. She is known as Kwenzi, but most of us know her as Ndoni Fashion House. That's right. She's a multiple award-winning fashion designer and businesswoman. Kwenzi is also the creative mind behind the award-winning fashion house, as I mentioned, Ndoni Fashion House. And since debuting at the Durban Fashion Fair back in 2014, she has been turning heads on runways around the world. From Joburg to London to Ethiopia and beyond. She has dressed some of the most amazing queens in our industry and beyond. And she's paid tribute to royalty and built a fashion empire one collection at a time. She's just opened another brand new store out at West Town, which is the new Buzz City. And of course, a part of the fifth store as well. Kwenzi and Ndoni, how are you?
I'm good, Carol. How are you?
Oh, so happy to have you in studio. I mean,
thank you
it's
so much.
Exciting. I feel
very honored.
Thank you so much.
I was so scared to come.
Don't be scared. I don't bite.
I almost didn't pinch.
No.
I'm not very good with interviews.
Oh, but you're very good at fashion, darling. And that's all that matters in this
Thank
space.
Thank you so much, Carol. I really appreciate this.
Now, we have to talk about where your humble beginnings. You know, you're a KZN girl. And
yes.
I'm curious to find out how did Kwenzi come and decide, I'm going to do Ndoni Fashion House and get into the world of fashion. How did that all happen?
I usually say fashion chose me because growing up, I never thought I would do fashion as a career.
Yeah.
As much as I've loved dressing up, I've always loved making clothes for myself. I only thought I would just make clothes for myself. I never thought it would be a business.
Right.
So the love for fashion has always been in my heart, but it all started when I was staying in Lamontville.
Okay.
I grew up very shy.
Right.
I grew up thinking I was ugly because I was bullied at school growing up. As you can see, I got marks on my face.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very shy. I couldn't look people in the eye. The kids at school used to bully me.
Wow.
Almost every day I was told I was ugly, and somehow it affected me and my self-esteem as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the love for making clothes for myself developed from there, because somehow whenever I'm wearing my creations, I would look different. People would be people would love what I'm wearing all the time, and somehow that helped in terms of building my self-esteem.
Yeah.
Somehow I wanted people to focus on what I'm wearing more than my face,
right,
because I hated my face at the time. But I've grown now. I've grown to accept who I am, how I look, and somehow the confidence has been built. Fashion has played a big role in my life as a person.
I had no idea of, you know, your childhood.
It was hard. It was very hard growing up. It happens even now, but I've accepted it.
You are in Ndoni Fashion House. No one, I for one, would never have thought, number one, you were bullied at school.
Yeah.
Number two, that you would think you're not a beautiful girl, considering how beautiful you are and the work that you do that makes other women feel beautiful. It's hard to believe. And I guess my next question will be, like, you mentioned how fashion has brought it out of you and made you happier and made you more fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lady listening now who doesn't feel beautiful. What do you say to her?
It's been a journey for me as well. I know that even if somebody tells you that you're beautiful, if you don't believe it, you know, you have to start believing it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because people will say things that will hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you in terms of, how do I put it? You have to believe that you're beautiful.
Yeah.
It has to come from you.
You're right.
And then the outside world, whatever they say, it's not going to affect you so much. And also the people around us, I would say, we need to, like, to say good things to each other.
Mm.
I didn't grow up at home, so the people that raised me also has a role in how that affected me, because also they never got to tell me how beautiful I was.
Wow.
So I wish things were different. So maybe sometimes I feel like if I grew up at home with my parents, things would have been different because mm-hmm. they would remind me or maybe say good things about myself that I didn't see at the time.
Now, one thing I know that designers absolutely hate is when I see a beautiful dress that Ndoni's done for somebody and then I go to my auntie down the road and I go, please make this dress for me.
Yeah.
Talk to me about how that literally takes food out of your mouth.
It is so sad and painful because we invest so much in terms of marketing our brands. We do photo shoots. We spend like thousands on that. Then the minute you start posting, it's even better if one person goes to the auntie next door to make, as much as that hurts as well because it takes food on the table. But it's even worse when the bigger shops, because as small businesses, we don't have the capacity to make clothes in bulk,
so
just
true.
Like them. I don't know if government can help us with that, but it's really...
It's killing your business. Yeah?
Exactly. Yeah. It's killing our businesses.
What is your advice for people listening today?
I would say if you have... I believe that everyone has a talent. It's just that you need to nurture it, you need to grow it, you need to invest in it. Because with me as well, for the fact that I'm creative, that alone doesn't mean I'm going to be successful. There's investment that you need to do to you as a person and grow your business if you've started a business.
That's beautiful. Now, for those wanting to find you in Ndoni Fashion House, where do we find you? How do we find you?
We're currently based in Musgrave, but we are moving soon. I'm glad I got this opportunity because I got to announce we are moving to the bigger and better premises in Essenwood. Our address is going to be number 8 Milner Road. For those who would like to come to our studio, we are moving at the end of May. And then online on Instagram, it's at Ndoni Fashion House. And our website, it's ndonifashionhouse.com.
Love
so
it.
Please,
get in touch.
Yes.
Ndoni Fashion House, everybody.
Carol O'Fori, weekdays 9 a.m. till 12, East Coast Radio.